Breakfast with Ali Clark.
Weekdays from 6
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
With us now is Professor Nicola Spurrier, the Chief Public Health Officer of South Australia. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Ali.
How quickly will this seed in South Australia from the modelling you're working off?
So if you have a look at the modelling, and the modelling is actually about planning. So it was specifically done to look at what other restrictions we'd need to have in place, whether we needed to put more on or whether the restrictions we currently have will be adequate to make sure that we didn't overwhelm the healthcare system. So that was the reason to do the modelling. It was for planning. Once we start getting the cases, they go into the model and we start being able to look at our true epidemic curve. And that forecasting is going to be a lot more accurate. So I can't tell you exactly until we start getting cases, and then we start to do some forecasting to have a look at what it's going to be more like in reality. I think also if we look at what we've put in place to let the disease in, the borders are certainly opening, but we are trying to do it in a softer way. And one of the things we're doing is requiring anybody coming into South Australia to be fully vaccinated. And the other thing that is part of the plan at this stage is having testing of people. And we're just working through the logistics of all of that at the moment.
So then at this stage, on the speed of which you're predicting that COVID will seed in South Australia, at this stage you're thinking that school Christmas concerts or graduation ceremonies will be happening. What about Christmas parties?
Yeah, so we have to just remain COVID safe. And so it really is back to the future. You've got to think about what we did last year when we had COVID in our community and how we used COVID safe practices. So you are better to be having to sort of reduce your social circles, as it were, and you need to keep your physical distancing when you're out and about and you're seeing people that you don't know. If you have any symptoms whatsoever, you need to get tested and don't go out and spread your germs around. Very important to keep up the mask wearing as well. You know, I know that there are some people that have exemptions for mask wearing, but if you can wear a mask, wear a mask. And all of those behaviours are really important. So we will be going to allow 30 people in the family home as of the 23rd. I think people are aware of that, so that we can have our Christmas dinners with our family. But think about some alternatives if you're going to catch up with people and you're going to have bigger groups. Think about doing it outside, because your chances of passing on the disease are much lower when you're outside. So perhaps rather than being inside, and we've got such nice weather here in South Australia, most of the time, organise a party in a park, for example, and a catch-up in a park.
So then, Professor, from what you're saying there, because the next time that we were potentially looking at home gatherings increasing was when we're all 90% vaccinated, you're saying that that's probably not going to be happening in time for Christmas and won't happen until the new year.
Oh, well, I don't know when we're going to hit 90%, Ali. You know, I love it. That would be my best Christmas present ever if I heard that the population vaccination rate was well over 90, but I can't tell you when that's going to happen.
Can you tell us
obviously,
when?
So we just got to wait and see.
Can you tell us when we'll even hit 80% across the board?
Yeah, look, the predictions were really accurate a couple of weeks ago when we have the opportunity to vaccinate. So our facilities to vaccinate and our bookings really were closely linked to demand, but that has dropped off. So we've obviously got lots of places to get vaccinated, but we don't have the demand anymore. So it makes the prediction not as accurate. So look, we're just going to have to wait and see. We're hoping that people this week have availed themselves of the vaccine and will be getting on and having their second dose. But it's really just too early to call it at the moment. If we are not at 80%, I'm sure we'll be at 80% at least a couple of days after that.
So can I just clarify that, Professor Spurrier? How long ago did you work out that the predictions that you'd been modelling all this on weren't going to be accurate? Was that like a 2 weeks or 3 weeks or...?
So there's different ways of doing the predicting. You'll know that even ABC does predictions as well, and I'm not sure which algorithms you use. But it's really been over the last week or so where we've had high demand, and then I think you will have noticed as well there's been a drop-off in the number of first doses across the last week or so. And it just makes the prediction less accurate.
But I'm getting a lot of people and sort of saying, well, hang on, if there is a risk that all of a sudden COVID's here and I'm going to be taken out of my workforce, maybe for 7 days or 14 or whatever it might be, I'm not thinking that people are going to QR code in check in as much. Do you understand that thinking? And I know that whenever
of course I understand it. But I think really as a community, South Australians have been very sensible. They want to protect other people. They don't want to shirk their responsibility in terms of quarantine. And I think we'll see that again as well. So, of course, there might be the individual person. We've talked about this before, Ali, about human behaviour. I mean, you can't predict that. But we're basing what we're doing on the best science that we've got available. We've seen what's happened in New South Wales and Victoria. We've spoken to our colleagues there. We've got a lot of information, and that's what we've based what we're doing in South Australia on. It is inevitable that we have the disease here. Life is not going to be as good as it was in March, April, May, unfortunately, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't be brave and we shouldn't be... I know people are scared, but we do have the vaccination. It does protect you. It saves lives. And we all need to be availing ourselves of it.
So after all of that, Professor Spurrier, you're still standing by the timing of this, because I've got lots of texts talking about Christmas. Here's one, for example. Why open up now? Why open up so soon if we haven't got 80% vaccination right across the board? Why blow up Christmas, is their words.
I know, and we have, look, I get the same sort of emails, but I also get lots of emails from people who are absolutely desperate to see family. And it also has been, in terms of the economy, quite impactful for anybody that has a business, a national business, or is trying to start up a business and not be able to get across the borders. Having the border controls have been horrendous. Having the exemption committee has been horrendous. I think you'll agree you've had a lot of complaints about people not being able to get back and forth across the border as well. So there are all these things that we have to take into consideration. We're using the science. We are, unfortunately, we are going to have the disease here. But we do know as a community how to keep ourselves safe, and we just need to all keep up those behaviours.